Welcome to Simon Kuf. Pasha's Seder of the Simonim is that we have Mishnah Daf, Chulin Daf, Tanakh Vav and Beis, brings down the Yerach, the Zbash, the Gila Nosho. It is a get of Nosh and Tam, that the Oster, if no Nosh and Tam, would be Motor. So the first two Simonim in Taruvois, with the Sikh of Nosh and Tam, Shiz Tam, Simon Tadaches is the Shif of Batal the Tam, Shishim. The Simon Tadaches is how to start to Mavatal the Tam, and to become Mavatal the Chilo. Then the Mishnah is Mamshech and gets involved with the Gidim, it's Bashal with other Gidim, Gidanosh with other Gidim. It depends if it's Makiroi, then call upon the Gid of Tam. If it's not Makiroi, then the Chatichas, all the Chatichas are Osir, Mashenkin, the Reitim is Benoish and Tam. The Mishnah brings down a case of Chatichas Nevelo, the case of Chatichas Dag Tomei. And the Gemara is a Kasha, and that's like Tech, and Afkof. The last cases, these cases, the Gidanosh, the case of the Velo Tomei, the Dag Tomei, and the Velo, should be brought to by. You might answer the gate to the sugya by also getting an osho, bear your shani. You get to other cases that answer either Dalal Choshev, the Osho Minyan, or the Shodach Chaticha Relis Chabed. Meaning, we know there's a clan the gate to Chatichas, Bekloli, it's a local gate to Bez Hashem and Simu Kovtes, that's Yosh, Biyosh, Mimi Minoi, Botaburoiv, most of the Botaburoi. Over here, these are the exceptions to the rule. That means over here we have bear your shani, Dalal Choshev, the Osho Minyan shani, Chaticha Relis Chabed shani. That means the next three simonim. Kuf, Kuf Alpha, Kuf Beis are the exceptions to the rule. We did not say Bottle Baroim, we say Afil Be'elfle Bottle. I mean, to come down, we have three things here. Number one, we have Chatichas Beklolius, usually Bottle Baroim. The second thing, Artam, Bottle Bashishim. Then we have the exceptions to the rule, Afil Be'elfle Bottle. Now, the Pim Gun over here has Akdomo, he's marked him with the Bishwe Zov. Louis Thomas Dushas, we see the Kal Afil Be'elfle Bottle. As far as I see, the Pirgon is counting 18 different times we see this cloud. Three of them are by us, can be Simon Kuf, Kuf Alf, Kuf Beis, the case of Beryo, the case of Chatichol is Chabed, the case of Dovish Yishlam Atirim. Those are three in the order. We already had two of them. We had Simon Tadaches, the Sugim Mimba Mina, the Court of Yudah, Philip Apple Bottle, the Sugim Avidin Latime, that's five. In Issa Hetik, we're going to have another seven, the Sugim of Dovish Yishlam, the Sugim of Dovish Choshev, a third sugya of Balei Chayim, a fourth sugya of Dovah Kfuah, a fifth sugya of Maimon, a sixth sugya of Myron, and the seventh case of Shrotzim. Then we have another six other places we will not get to, the case of Chomsan Pesach, the idea of the Geti Yai Nesach, the sugya of Bittel Heter Beheter, the Isser Surah Not, Grover the Zoro, the case of Shvias, the Geti Maminoi, the case of Machmitz. That means we have over here 18 cases. To be learned, we're going to learn right now. That means right now we're going to focus on some Kuf, Kuf, Kuf base. Next couple of weeks, I'll fill the F.Y. bottle. The Geta Asugya of Beryo. First, the Makor is Minatoro. We have a Mishnah Malkus, and after Gimel and Aleph, the beginning of the third parak, the Mishnah brings down the what case to get Malkus. The Mishnah says you eat in the Molo, even a Kolshu, you get a case of Chorus and Malkus. That means very clear, says Rashi, Chorus. And Malkus, right? Which case in case of the chorus, Malkus. And that's the Mishnah. And Rashi says, where's the Makor? Rashi being a posting in Shmini, Sher Jasuris Ala Oretz. That means very clear when it stands by itself, the Ana Teruvais, it's to give Malkus. Elam Aleikim. And the case of Aleikim is, things that get chorus, but Elam Aleikim. The Gemara on Dr. Zainab Beis does bring down. Which what we're discussing about, sometimes we get four Malkus, sometimes five Malkus, sometimes six Malkus, different amount of Malkus that we can get. That's the case when it stands by itself, of others there I saw. Our sugya, with Makar for that, is the sugya of Taruvos, of a mixture. And that we have a question coming from our Mishnah that says, by Gila Nosho, the Lochez, which gets mixed in the Knaas, not Makiro, it's also, the Gemara says, Ber Yashani. Then we have two different sugyas, one when it stands by itself, that's there I saw. A second again to the Ruvois, the Makor for that is ours to go, that we say over here, Ber Yashani. Now, first, the Geta of Makolish, we say, I feel the Elfle Bottle, numerous times when we have whether the case is Mim Beminoi or Mim Beshloi Beminoi. Dosh is Matir, but other times with Machalik. Over here, it's not Machalik. And therefore, there's before Shiramah, in the next Simon, Simukov Aleph, he writes, on our Sigur Ber, it says, not the Machalik, whether Mim Beminoi, Shloi Beminoi. The Taz says, how do I know the Mechaba holds that way also? The Taz in Kuf Alva says, the Mechaba over here brings down the Sifkimel, the Sugya of a Kedeo of Yerokas, that's the Mola inside. You have ants and bugs inside. So you see over here that Yerokis are not Minoi with the bugs inside. So you see the cloud by Klein Shulchan Aruch, the weather Minoi, Ushlema Minoi, will have the cloud very affiliated with Evelyn Bottle. Now there's a question that we're saying the Makar Lechura, the building block, is from the speak of Malkus. What happened when this is a barrier is only Dirabonon? And there won't be Malkus. Just like there won't be Malkus in the game when it stands by itself, maybe by Teruvos, won't be at the Chumrah field by Evelyn Bottle. If the people go to him on the Sugar Chul and Tzadik Vov, he clarifies the question. Maybe the whole time Chashiv is a barrier that has Sugar Malkus and Chorus. It's the Abonon. Maybe Chanami, they won't have that Sugar field by Ephraim Bottle. It's causing the Sugar of a Gid Anosha and the Gid of Gid Achitzen. Gid Achitzen is only in Isra Abonon. He said, oh, they say if I can't, call Tikkun Abonon. Can you erase that Tikkun? He goes back and forth. He writes about this four different times. It does not seem to have any clear Maskono. But the Gilim Masha on the page over here in Shulchan Aruch, he says, even by Isra Bonon, not Machalik. When the Isra Bonon deraiso, Kol Dugin Abonon ke deraiso tikin, Agam there's a Yad Yehuda who wants to make him say, no, we've not said this klal. However, the Bala Shulchan and Numus Acharim seem to go by Ikim Mahalik, not Machalik with Isra Bonon or an Isra deraiso. We'll say the klal for you by Evelyn Bottle.
It's built on the fact that you're always in the rice. That was a Beria Zachshivis.
But where do you see Beria Zachshivis? Gertari says. The barrier to get Malkus and Chorus, if you look closer, that's the Makar. The Makar, because when it stands by itself, there where you see the Chashivas. No, so we see the Torah is Makshivit.
You mean it, per se, in
this case? That's a premium question. That's two sides of it, you can say. Now when you have a case of a, again, it stands by itself, I'm about to get Malkus. You have a Teruah, it's the Maestro, we see a field of Evelyn Bottle. When you have a case of Teruah, is it Issa Derabonon or is it Issa Deraiso? So there is a choice of Mamatsi and Avoma Beis seems to say, and that Memo Malav seems to say it's Issa Deraiso. Even Teruah is, my real goal this way. Maestro Rambam, Macholos Asur, is part of design. He brings down a list of different cases. It says the burial, it's a field by Evelyn Bottle. It's where the Udova Borer, the whole Din Teruah is only Din Derabonon. The Ban, the Ro, the Rashba, the Ritva, and over here you'll see in the page, when the Taz brings down, and the Mama forced that way to Taurus Chattas, says that look over here, that the Sugya barrier that we're looking right now is the Makuf, is only Dindra Abonon. Once it's a Sugya Dindra Abonon, obviously it's the question what happens if you have a case of a Sulfic? We have a class of the Abonon Kula. So really, the Taz points out, and it's really a question again to Sulfic Beklalius, the Yellow Klalius Vexfaker in your Deus and Makuf Yod. What happens when you have a Sulfic? But it depends where the Sulfic is. That means you have two cases. You have a barrier and a Teruvais. You can have a case where the Sulfic is a barrier, but the Vada is the Raiso. You can have a case where the Sulfic is the Raiso, but the case of Vada barrier. That means the Sulfic can be two different places. For example, in the case over here, when you have Vada is the Raiso, an ant is the Raiso, that's the Mishnah says in Makis Tafi Gimel. It's an ant, is the Raiso. You have a Sulfic is a barrier because maybe it's not Shalim. Maybe it's Rasku, you're not sure. It's a Sulfic. Sulfic in the barrier. Since the Taz, since the Sovik is in a burial, buried is a Dindra Abonon. Therefore, Sovik Dindra Abonon Lekula. But let's say, for Keret, it's a case over here that's a Vade burial. But let's say the Sovik is in Isterais, is a Sovik Trefo. I can't mix together. So since over here, where's the Sovik in? The Sovik's in the Deraiso. It only came into the Abonon because really should be bottled Bashishim. Now it's in 100, 200, I feel a bit Evelyn bottle. So it rolled over to be a case of a Dindra Abonon. Lashon of Achrem is called Gilgul Issa Deraiso. Lashon of Shachin, Kalei Svex figure, it's a Gilgul, a roll from being Issa Deraiso, Issa Derabonon. So where's the Sovik over here? The Sovik starts off in the Deraiso. It turns into a Derabonon because you have a Terubis over here. That's what the Taz says, that case over here has a kid of a Deraiso. I mean, the Taz has two cases over here. If the Sovik's in the burial, the Sovik in the Derabonon, we make all. Sovik is, if the ant's a hole, we make all. The Vadai burial, but Sovik in the Deraiso ends up being Derabonim inside the Teruah Shmoy, that is the get of a Deraiso, the cloud of a Deraiso. Sovik Trefo, he says, to be Machmed, the Taz is saying, calling Yisuvet Orach, the Bevel Bottle. The Taz is two different cases over here. Both Yisuvet Orach, where the Sovik is. Now, is there any bitul over here in the gate of the Sugar of Aturvais? That means, Pasha, we have a Mishnah that says we have a kid mixed in with a Ganosha altogether, Kulma Suris. Like more the bottle, Rubai, the more says Beryoshani. Sounds like there is no bitul. Kamal Mataz brings down Nishayrim. There's a bittul on top Kuf Samach in 960. Because they're coming from is Apil Yerushalmi, the Akbar was Mubach inside something. And therefore, the Argoin were passing this way, Nisim going the Bahagrain. It's very clear they bring down that the Rash and the Rash were passing this way. Maybe Kataparak or Chaz Chaim, they say either goes to Kul Masurim, it means that Klal Kul Masurim, Echanami, we bottle in 960. Atzal Hasheni, they point out, Rui Rishon does not go this way. The Rambam says, they get the kosher, Pesach and Rum and Daf Kuf Malal says, the Loch is in anything. And the Smag and other Rishon have to answer the Sugya of Akbar. Akbar does not mean that it was a burial, it means the name of the place, negate the Sugya of the Tzir over there. The name of the place is not bottle, it was bottle. Well, Echanami, all burials, I feel, but Echanami bottle, the Ramban, the Rekeach, the Rosh, the Torah, Shardeo, Svet Aruch, and others go this way. Therefore, Loch Lamaisa, could we be Samech on the Shir of 960? He's very Rishon Lamaisa say to get a few of like bottle. And the art goes, again, very clear, the Rash, were Paschal, Loch is 960. So the first Mishka Shuvah, he has to call an Aleph, he's been signing you to their crazy. The Mishka is Yaakov, who wants to be Master Glimpse, he has Chus on the Kali, so he matter that we have these big ants inside the Kemach, inside the Paris, or they have these case of Milvin inside the Kemach over here. We want to matter it. One of the limits chosim the Mishnah Yaakov brings down is that it might be infested, but hopefully the wheat is more than 960 versus the bugs over here, and therefore you have the Rash and the Rashba. What do we stomach upon? So one of the svaras that come to me and have a limits chos is stomach upon the Rash and the Rashba. Apid Yishali. Maiso, the Mechaber in the Vexation brings down this two stodom ends off for Hochi Nakdinon film Evelyn Bottle. The Motor as Chati says, Hochi Noigim. Therefore, as far as we see, on the page, the people got him and the Goyim, Lavosh, and after the Archa Shulchan, Archa Mazalim, they say they get a feel of like bottle, like the ashes of the Sugyo. And the those one tiny, even as a sniff, not to mitzav, the sheet of 960, a gam to rash and rashbo. That means we know the Klal feel of like bottle is a simple understanding, and there is not one bottle in 960. Now, there's a question, where in the world the number 960 come from? The Bishlam, we understand, the get of Roiv, Achab Hatz, is possibly Torah. The idea of Shishim, why can they get a nice and tam? Why 960? Where's that coming from? So Rashi ben Shuvah on the Chelek Aleph and the Rish Ein Aleph, he says, Gam Anoichi lo yidati. I myself am not clear where it comes from. We have Yerushalmi, I'm not clear where. So there's a Bach over here, the Big Zani Yom Shishleimo, and the Chassam wants to say that we know there's different levels of being mevotal things. We have a Gemara by Ostad, Tzadik Tesa and Beis. The Big Zani Rabbi Yeshi says, Echad Mish 1 and 16. Odomat Yoma says, 1/16 is the lowest number to have out of something. The highest number is Shishim, 60. So if I'm safer, you take 16 times 60, what do you get? 960, very good. You get 960, so that's where it's coming from. The Chassam Sofer goes on further and says that a mikvah is Memsel. Memsel and Lugim is how much is? 960, very good. 960 over here, very simple. And therefore, Bnei Yisrael explains, Api Yisrael Shavoy, that the mikvah is Kibari Chadosho, and therefore Kodesh Nele Dami, and he gets involved with, from Rosh Chodesh El to Yom Kippur, it's 40 days, and how many hours is that? 960, very good. Why lift the Hashem Dittaru, the Yom Kippur, a burial, Kapar over here, and Megala Mukas gets involved that Yerech is Gematria, a burial, and Shemesh, and Chama, and Cheres gets involved 960, and Moshe went up the higher for 40 days, which is how many hours? 960. And if we take the word Beryah and Miloy, Beryah, the Beis Yud Tov, Reish Yud Shid, Yud Vav Dalad, Hey Yud, with the Oisius is 961, because we vote to 1 and 960 over here. Right? The only different ideas is symbolic, the symbols really get the number of 960. I give the Israel Pasuk in Tanakh, that's Gematria 960, and we start seeing it in Pasuk, if you think about it. Mi hu zeh, melech ha-kavoid, Hashem tzavokus hu melech ha-kavoid tzelo, is Gematria 960. Why? Something to think about. Maisa, we have these ideas, we see clear that in the number 960, up Yisrael Shabbai, Mikvar, and Hasina, and Kamporio, and Berech Hadosho, Hoichin Yonim over here. The Maisa, to make it a sniff to Mitzaref, we're going to get to Bittul, not that simple. But still in Yonim, that number, that's clear. The number is a special number. But it's the ghettos, we say, I feel a bottle. Now, what are the klum to be something to be part of a burial? So, First, just to make it two groups over here. There's a group, L'chora, the cloud be inside the Geder burial. And then what's it? Is a burial to keep as a Geder burial. L'chora, the two different things over here. L'chora, one the Klolim, one the Tnoim. In Shulchan Aruch over here, we have four cases, four rules over here. Just to explain the Klolim and Tnoim, once we have the cloud of burial, the last thing it says is the word Shalom. Shalom is really a Tnai. We already know what it is. It has to be Shalom. If it's not Shalom, that's a Tznai in being a burial over here. That's Klom, that's Tznai over here. Now, the case that we know that our Nichol get a burial, either we have the Mishnah Be'os, the Sugi of Gidon Osho, we have Gemon, Kuf Be'ez and Be'ez, the case of Eitome, we have a case of Eve Minachai, we have a case of the Molo Sugi of Makis. Those are cases that clear our burials. We have Gemara's, what's not a burial? We have Gemon, Kuf Be'ez and Be'ez, the Sugi of Nevelo. Well, if you want, the Mishnah Be'os says, how do you answer the sugya of Gedan Osho? The Gemara answers, very shani. How do you answer the sugya of the Velo? The Gemara has come on to a different region, of either Dosha of a minion, or Chedichol Eschabed. That means the Velo is not Nichol in the concept of a burial. We have to understand why that's so. When the Velo should be just like a case of an ant, a case of Orlo, a case of Klayim, Chelo Shar Niskol, we see numerous times not Nichol is sugya of burial. What defines burial? What is that? So it seems to be really one basic machlokes understanding what defines burial. Some of the sugya and shuas, the Rishonim being down, we have a mission that you test, the shuas that says, a person makes a shua shloi oichel, and he eats a mashu. Kamal Mekivin says, even though he made a shua shloi oichel, a mashu l'maisi chayfor. Chama say, what do you mean? Don't tell me chayf, it's a shia gazayas. A chlikis, we make a shua beklalius, is a shia mashu gazayas. Kamal Gemara Chafal from Beis, and the Gemara says, why don't the Chachom say the Shish be Mashu, very Namolo. We know Namolo, the Sugya is a Mashu. The Raiso. My answer is very Yoshani. Very is different. In fact, the Gemara, you make a Shvua not to eat a Mashu of something, everyone agrees that Shish is a Mashu. Even the Chachom agrees that Shish is a Mashu. That means a Shvua, but clearly is Machalik is nice and Mashu. So, the person that a Shvua is Lechel Koshu, the Loch is the Shish is a Koshu. Chachom agreed to it. The Gemara answers why someone says something mafurish, straight out, can bury a dummy. Mafurish is the get a burial. Building upon that, the Rishonim discussing what's the definition of burial. The way our Tosis and the Rosh seem to understand, the idea of the chshivas of burial is the fact that you pick on something mafurish, you say straight out. You say eif tamei, you say namalo, you say eif nechai, you say gid, you define clearly what the object is. That means when you say Shur Shal Ochel Mashu, I'm defining the object over here. The Shame Dover, whether it's big, whether it's small. The way how to show that you're going on the Shame Dover, and Miyachlik Shmoyalov. That's not the getter. That's a cloud that comes out once you define the definition of burial. Burial is going on something specific over here. On the Shame Dover, on this thing, on this kid, on something foolish, on this object over here. We say Tevil. Tevil's not going to be anything. A bunch of things are Tevil. Erlo, a bunch of things are Erlo. Nevelo, a bunch of things are Nevelo. Nothing specific over here. Therefore, in Miyachluk, those cases happen to be, Dain Shmoyalov, is not Nechle Sugya Beri over here. That means, the way of the understanding based upon the Sugya and Shmuas, it has to be something that's before it's clearly defined. That's the definition over here. That's places, that's the Rosh. It's not a Sheni, read Rashi in the Sugya and Shmuas. Rashi says, what's the definition of Beri? Chshivis. Something that's Chashiv over here. What's Choshev? That's burial. Something not Choshev, not burial. It seems to be a Machlokes Rashi, Vertos and Rosh. We'll get to Nachmina, the Klolim over here, of what is the fundamental understanding of the idea of burial. Is the idea of burial Mitzan Chshivas and that's it? Or the idea of burial is why they picked on something, this is the object, this is the Namala, whether big or small, this thing per se, that is a burial. I pick something per se. With that, let's try to understand the Klolim. Say to the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch starts off, first you have to have something that has chiyus, has b'riyas neshama. Where is the makar that's coming from? We have a l'olim from the sugya makis and David Zayin. Pshim Melokah says, the case of chito, the shia of the maisa is a shia of a mashu by case of tevel. Even some say by case of kemach, but it's only by case of chito. The Chama say, no, whether kemach or chito, the shia is kezayis, by tevel. In fact, the Gemara, the fact of Mishim Ben Lakish, Ayinim Olo, the Shez Amashu, Shez Amashu, the Gemara answer back, this could be also more different, and Beri Neshama Chashuvo. The fact that it has Chiyas to it is Chashuv. This Klal of Chiyas, Beri Neshama, is not put down in the Torah. It's not there. Tais is not hold of it. The Rosh B'Gzana, someone say if he wants to argue with it. You think about what's the Yisrael according to Tais according to the Rosh. The Yisrael over here is, remember our case of Chita, that's Tevel. That'd be something specific. Is Tevel specific? Tevel goes a bunch of things over here. There's not any specific object over here. Not a shame dove over here. Therefore, according to Tais and Rosh, you don't need this cloud. I think Moshe says, Brias Neshama Cheshuvah. But his answer, Echnabe, is going only according to you, Shimon Lakish, come to answer according to you. But me, Chacham, we do not hold to this cloud. So again, they're very good, Lashitosai. This cloud is not put down in the Torah. That means Mechamah's first cloud is not in the Torah, it's not the Rosh, it's not Tosfos. We don't need it. Because it's not on the Shem Dov, something specific over here. Asad HaSheni, other Shedim, the Rabban, the Rajma, the Ritva, the Ran, they say we have a Sugya, Gemara Makis, David Zayin. They seem to understand the sugya over here as an idea of chshivas, not the idea of a shame dover. Choshev, b'yis neshama. So we have this klal. That means the first klal in Shulchan Aruch really depends upon the building block of what is the definition of burial. According to the court of the Rosh, you do not need this klal. According to Rashi, the sugya of chshivas, you do need this klal. Take the second klal in Shulchan Aruch. He says the get over here has to be mitchilas b'yosai. Where is that coming from? Not clear. Gemara, let's come to the sugya of chulin by us, the kuf beis and beis el masor. They have a case of iftar when it's bechayet bekoshu b'misasa kizayis. Now the question: why b'misasa is still a burial? Why is the sugya of kizayis? So we see clearly from the Gemara that something that's in the velo does not have the din of burial. Why does it not have the din of burial over here? So come along, Rashi. Comes along with the new yisoid over here. He says that to be mitchilas b'yosai. So that's not Tchilas B'yosai, and the Vela came on later on after passed away. Not Lichlus Sugya Barrio. That's the Ra, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Ran, they bring down the Sayyid Shabbai. Dov Achagur, who does not bring it down? The Torah. Taisus, the Rosh, they want to argue, Lishitosai. Once you get him, Yachlok, Ein Shmoilov, and you cut over here also, in the Vela, it's still Lichl and get him in the Vela. Nothing specific over here, a bunch of things on the Vela. Not any Shem Dov over here. They do not hold this klal over here. That means Rashi l'shitosai had to mechadish a new yisai shavai a tchilas b'yosai. And the ma'aser, the other shem, the ma'aser did not hold of it. Now, just to understand the idea of tchilas b'yosai, what does that mean? That means the chur there are two ways to understand tchilas b'yosai. One you can understand it has to be tchilas b'yosai mamish. It came to the world that way. It came with this iser. The vela had to pass away. It came later on. The second way to understand the cited Tchilas B'yosai is something else caused it. That means, let's say it happened later on by itself, that's Tchilas B'yosai, it's part of the Bria, it's a natural thing that happens. But in the case of Vela, also Dovach Gurm, something had to kill it. So, what is the idea, what's the fundamental understanding over here of Tchilas B'yosai? Is it Dovach Gurm, or they say it's Tchilas B'yosai Mamish? So, Machlokes seems to be clear among the Gdolei Achronim this question. The Shachrin, he speaks out the case of Beitzel, Shish Bei Dam, Shish Bei Afroyach. He says, Yish Bei Dam, Zavad not Nichol Nigil Sugya Beryo. Yish Bei Afroyach, he doesn't understand Shmi Nichol Sugya Beryo, at least as a Havmino. He wants a Taino. What do you mean? When the Beitzel came to the world, Chilis B'yosai, it was Heter. It turned into Afroyach, but it came to the world by Heter. He seemed to understand Chilis B'yosai Mamish. It's not to be Machmer, but it's not Chilis B'yosai Mamish. The Pesach Shuvah over here discussing sends you again to the sugya of Melbourne. He sends you to the place over here. And the place, he says, I can tell you a limud chos why the olam should be makel by the case of these bugs. So when bugs come to the world, the sheretz hasheretz ala oretz has to be on the ground. Let's say a bug was born inside the pavis, was born inside the chito. Kamung, the Gemara says, it's not osir, it's more to the garit. No problem. If you know that nasty worm was born inside the fish, Echnami, go eat the fish or the worm, it's no problem. That's the question, where'd it come from? Now, what happened? It went out of this pre, out of the kemach, out of the worm, out of the fish, goes to the ground, goes back. Is the chilus b'rosai? Not chilus b'rosai. It's not the chilus sigur barrier. So we have a second reason why, so the place here, why these bugs inside your food should not say you have to go buy Bodek or these different strawberries, all these things over here. What's the big deal? That's terubas over here. It's not nickel over here. It's bottle of shishim. It's not nickel sigur barrier. Why? It's not chilus b'rosai. Because first, when it came into the world, a lot of these pirates were not al oritz. Later on, it went on top of the oritz. Even if people got him, Shlom Kluger discussing water that has bugs inside. What water has bugs over here? So, couple pots in New York, right? The whole tumult over there. One of the questions they're discussing when it wasn't the water inside and it came out onto the kli. Question on the kli, onto the oritz, Shalom, we're showing them. Let's say we're marking the case of the kli. The first tchilus b'yosei was what? In the water. Because we all say it's not usher, and they have to because we all say mamish. Now, do we ach goring boy? No, that's natural. Goes in and out. But because we all say
that's called natural.
It's not called natural. Not something else causing it. This is the thing itself. Not something else causing it. What? So the one machal. No, it's not died by itself. Something kills it. Something else. It's a good question. Why they're saying one's worse than other? That's clear. The man better be said over lashon. His words when he said over, he starts off saying Tchilas B'yosai and ends up talking about Akkarim Boy. He switches the ask, what's the ikkar you say they're at? Again, we have one Mahalakha sounds like they're saying clearly, on the side that way, the Shach sounds like the way that the place you can go to Shom Kugur, the Tchilas B'yosai Mamish. Because the Chuv over here, when he's Mamshach, after he means on the place, he sends you to the Tur Evan. Tur Evan says, look up the Rajb inside. He says, the side of the Rajb is not Tchilas B'yosai Mamish. He says that something else caused it. By the case of the Vela, he says something else caused it over here. By the case, Mash Enki, in the case of the Beitzel, what happens? It develops, going from an egg to a froyach. Not the Vachar Goran boy. Mash Enki, by the case over here of these bugs over here, he says what happens? They're built into the thing itself. Not something else over here, it's built into the thing itself. And therefore, the case of the Beitzel, the case of the Milbim, the case of these bugs over here, the Milbim, a Nichlas, you get buried over here. The Chavdas goes this way. The Chidolamites goes this way, the Yadhuda goes this way. Now, back then, there is another way to answer the case of the bugs. That means we have what Machlokes is over here. What is the Yisrael the Chilus B'yosai in the Mechaber? And that's what the Pesach Yeshua is being down over here. Is the Chilus B'yosai Mamish? What means nothing else is causing it? And this is the answer to the bugs. The second way of answering it, Rav Gaon himself wants to answer, that Sheretz or Sheretz al Oretz, then it becomes a Sheretz. Mashing what's inside the food, it's called Uchad Ifrit, it's called dirt. That means when did it come as sheretz? When it came with the oretz. That first moment, it was also. Same thing you want to say, Beit Sheish B'Afroyach, I want to answer, when did it come also? It became an Afroyach. Before it wasn't Afroyach, it was only a Beit. So you can start defining when to come to the world. The Beit says, no problem. The Afroyach, the first moment came to the world, the Mice is this over here. Fine, so Mice have two ways of answering the two cases over here, but the question really comes out, what is the lumbus behind the side of Tchilus B'yosai? Now, that's it. When it comes down according to Rashi, again, the two kolom over here, place is not old. The kol of Chios, the idea of Neshama, the second kol of Tchilus B'yosai Mamish. That's it. There's a Pima Godim in Shara Teruva, he sees that Dom over here to Issa Reter. The kolom only points out, in one time there's two, but there's a third one left on Shulchan Aruch. It says in Nachmina, something called Dova Achagorim. Dova Achagorim. There is a kid over here, he says, is a case of treifim mi beta. The other thing they point out is Isser mitchilus b'yosai. It is Isser mitchilus b'yosai. But still, what happened over here is something else caused it. So he wants to tie in the Gam Shulchan Aruch left out a klal over here. There is a separate klal. It's mitchilus b'yosai. There's a klal, Dova Acher, you need both of them. If Dova Acher Gorim, it's a chasarin. It's not mitchilus b'yosai, it's a chasarin. Each one is a separate chasarin over here. So it comes out, again, so we have a klal according to Rashi of Chiyos, a klal of Tchilus B'yosai, and a klal of also Sabim Godim of the Va'ach Gorim. Next in the Shulchan Aruch, that's really the third klal of Shulchan Aruch. Shem Yachluk, in Shmoyalov, that makes it get of a burial. Otherwise, not in the get of a burial. Where's the source for that? Back again to the same case in Chulin on Kovbez and Beis. The Gemara brings down a case of Oif Tar. Gemara over there says, by Chaya, what's alive, called Shu. Rashi answers the sugya of Nevela, why not Tchilus B'yosai? Taisa says it's not the Yisoid. What is the Yisoid? Taisa says, over here, because in Yachlok, in Shmoylov. Now, what does that mean? Imiachon kein shmoy love. That means why? Because a person says by gid when he cuts it called a chatichas gid, and when you have an oif, when you cut it called chatichas oif, and we have a nevela when you cut it called nevela, not chatichas nevela. So people were asking, what's why? Where do you get that from? Oif when you cut it also called oif. What define words? What where the words define things? So part of the sugya that I test, he brings down Tosfos Mahalach. He says, "Loinis b'ali time of should do a bediction of l'shoynis." Not clear how the Olam defines when is something called part of something, what's something called the shmoy love. Not that clear. And Betzim wants to argue with Tosfos. We're right to say gid, and then the miachlok is called a chetichas gid. Mashakin nevela when he cut it called the nevela still. Not clear. He wants to argue.
Who's that?
The Ramban. The Ramban the Rana. The Rana wants to argue. The Ramban the Rana wants to argue. He says, what does that mean exactly? They do point out, how we read the Rashba, the Rashba says, what's the klalim? He says, number one, you need a klal of chiyas. Number two, you need a klal of chiyas b'yosoy. Chiyas from the sugya in Makis. Chiyas b'yosoy, the sugya in the Veilah. You need a klal of miyachlik in shmoylov. They point out, l'chur, the whole makor in nachlik shmoylov, where are you getting it from? Sugya in the Veilah. Where's the makor of chiyas b'yosoy? Sugya in the Veilah. How in the world is the Rashba saying you need both of them? L'chur, the same sugya they're coming from. I mean, Chor, Rashi and Tosis, we'll have to get to also the Machaber, are two opposite shitas over here. I mean, you have to answer the Sugya Nevela. Okay, well, Rashi, Tchilis B'yosai. So Tosis, you have to answer the Sugya Nevela. The answer is why I'm Yachlik Ein Shmoy Lov. So first, come on the Chavadas, and I'm Kivegir on certain Shulchan on the page, certain ones in the back. They point out that Yachlik Ein Shmoy Lov, there are two different Avonas among the Shinah, what it means. They're two opposite Mahalkim. Is it Rosh saying his idea, and the Rashi saying his idea? Well, the Rosh is saying over, and Tosfos is saying over, and Miachlik and Shmoylov, what are we discussing? Talking about the Isser. Then we have Tevel. If you cut the pieces in half, they're still called Tevel. Talking about the Isser Shemoy. Masha Enki in the Molo, when you cut in half the object, ain't Shmoylov. When we're saying Miachlik Shmoylov, Tevel Shemoy, the Isser. The Rashi was saying Miachlik and Shmoylov is discussing the Nitzer, the object, the thing itself. For example, let's explain. You have a Chito. That is Tevel. In most case, Achita is the object, the Isser is Tevel. Come on, the Rashba says, on the Chita, on the object, and Yachlik, his words are, Ein Shmoy Lov. It's called Kemach, it's called Chatichas Achita. Therefore, it should be a case of a burial. Why is Chita not burial? Yes, I come on to Sugya Chiyas. A different reason. Sugya Chiyas, because why? Because Chito should have a case, it's going on the Nitzer. According to the Rosh, and according to Tosfos, when it says the word Chito shall Tevel, the Tevel we're discussing. When you cut Tevel in half, it's called Tevel, a Miachlik. Still Shmoy Lov. Therefore, that's why it's a Chasana burial. That means Chito shall Tevel is not burial for two separate reasons. According to the Rashba, it still has the klal of Miachlik in Shmoy Lov. It's still together, or should be that way. Because the reason why it's not a burial, it's on the sugya of Chiyos, going on the Nitzer. The Rosh is saying, Miachlik in Shmoy Lov is going on the sugya of Tevel. It's still the case of Tevel. If it's not a burial, why? Because the concern of, it's not together of Miachlik in Shmoy Lov. That means when they say the word, they say the same exact words, read them slowly, that's discussing two different things. One's on the object, one's on Isser. That's clear in the Chavdas, Yad Yudah, Kivegur. You go back to Rishon, you read it. Oh yeah, clear, it says it. There's a lot of things you should listen to after. Again, if you just, once you know what it says, it says it clear.
Why does
the
Rosh need to come
out
to the Klal? It's not a specific Isser.
The Rosh has only one Klal. Miach and Shmoy Lov. He doesn't have any other Klal. The Rosh has it, again. The Rosh only
has a specific Isser.
An object, right?
That's not specific.
Miach and Shmoy Lov.
That's a
simin. That's a simin object. Yeah, that's a simin shemot. Yeah. That shows. Yeah, that's yeah. Now there is a case that both agree on. For example, the case of chaylev. They point out chaylev lemaisel is the name of the object and the name of the iser. So they have both of them saying miyachlik in shmoylov, and they have a chaylev and miyachlik shmoylov. Go chaylev. I mean, side the Raj, but side the Rosh, say the reason why Chelev is not Nichlas Sugya burial. You know why? Miachlik ain't Shmoy Lov. But what the Rajba means, it means inside the object, chelev, and what the Rosh and Tosfos mean, they mean means the ish shvoy, because the chelev happens to be the iser and the object at the same time. That means when the Shulchan Aruch brings down yach in shvoylov, they say on the chito, they say on chelev. Don't say the chito where the Rosh and the Rosh and Rashba saying on the Rosh and Tosfos saying on the chelev, where everyone agrees to. Right? As an example, yach in shvoylov, if I look at case of chelev. No, it's by Chita, it says Chios. I should say the case only Yaakov and Shmuel, it's the Vugay Chelev. That everyone agrees to. That's not a Machloikis. It's not a Chito. That would be Machloikis. That means to come out, the gate to Klal and Yaakov and Shmuel, do we have this Klal or not? So really, there are three Shitas over here. The Rosh says we have this get over here, Yaakov and Shmuel, but the gate to the Issa Shemoy. The second sheet of the Rashba said, "Yach in Shmuelov, and definitely should get buried up inside the needs of Shmuel, the object." And then the Rabban Rad said, "We don't even have the Klal at all. Klal's not here." Now let's go back to the Mechaber. What do you think about the Mechaber? That's a simon of this. That's how it extrapolates the Klal from the Yisrael Shmuel. That's how he says it. That's his Klal. He only one Klal based on his longest. Now you read the Mechaber Lechura, it's a little bit of a pell of the sheetas over here. That means the first two sheetas he's bringing down is Rashi. The first two klom is Chiyos, is Rashi sheeto, and the Deat Chilis B'yotzai. That's Rashi, the Ramban, the Ran, the Ritual, that's Yisrael. Then he goes a little further and he brings down the idea of Yachlok Ein Shmuelov, which is Tosfos. That means, Lafug in the case of Chelev, Nachito, Chura, he has two different sheetas over here, he's pointing together. So what's he doing? So now answer Rav Gishmak. Who's he passing? Says the Chavdas and the Mekiregir and the Yadu is passing like the Rashba. The problem is, until I told you over the Rashba, we know that the Mechaber is cliff notes of the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef brings down a bunch of Rishonim over here. The one he does not bring down is the Rashba. Does mean not the Sisoid. The Rav Gishmak and Mahalach. It's like, oh, but the Rashba has a new idea of Yaakov and Shmuel and the Hugi Chelev. The most effective Ne'ariyah, the Beis Yosef is the Oruch of the Kit to the Mechaber over here. It's missing over here. So how in the world do you understand the Mechaber if it's not the Rashba? The Luchu is not the Rashba. It's not brought down in the Beis Yosef. So you could say maybe it's from the Rashba afterwards. Not Mestavro. Meis, look at the Shach or Oruch. Look at the Be'er Goyle over here. Or the Goyle on the page really is the Kasha. The Goyle says, Be'etzim, we're going to Kulov all the Tanoim. They could either answer, what does he mean? We have Echlam, we have Rashi, we have Tosfos, the Shalom of the Abonim, we'll take in all the Tanoim. Let's say the Chor a little bit better, say the appearance of the Goins, and Ner HaChaim. Want to tell you that Be'etzem, all the Klom can be MS. Just where they're getting from is Machlokes Pesham and Sugyo. Since all the Klom could be MS, could be true, we're not any riots, no cashes against all the Mahalach. So maybe you don't have a Kor for any Mahalach. Since they could be in Maisel all true, so we keep all the klum over here, and then we take it on, even within Vada, all these klum. That means not inside the Rashba, which Echam works out very nice in the Rashba. Echam, you're coming from Tosfos, you're coming from Rashi. We took on these three klum over here, one Rashi, Tchilis B'Yosai, and the Deir Chiyos. Together, we're placing the Rosh, the idea over here, Miyak Ein Shmuelov, because the Maisa, all three can be Emes. Fine, those are the three that's brought down in the Mechaber. By Chiyos.
The other reasons also important.
Could be MS. Can't say. Again, the Rashba is Gishmak. But Echam, he doesn't have the base station. Fine. All three could be MS. Now, there are first two more columns that are placing off the page of the Maisa being down. Now, we have a Kasha, the ancestor of. I mean, on the page of Maisa, we have a three column. We have a Kasha, how do we answer the Sugya of Chelev over here? So, Chelev, either we answer Chelev B'yosai, where we answer the sugya of Yach in Shmuelov. Maisa, the Ramban, does not like this Malchim. They come along with Ramban, the Ashpash. They want to say two more Malchim, two more Klolim, why Chelov Maisa not literally get a burial. Now, one Malchim wants a title is because Chelov does not stand by itself. That means, you know, we have Chelov HaMechasa, we have Chesed Koyos, Chelov here, Chelov there. Since they're all different places over here, not stand by itself, not the Chosugya Barrier. Barrier is one entity, one unit, one group over here. That's one way of saying over. Again, the Apush can do bring down this cloud, the Bush brings it down, the Archa Shulchan, they bring down this cloud. Well, another way, a second way of saying over the similar idea, is that Maisa, they're not one thing, they look different, they have different colors, different styles, different points over here. And therefore, they're not Nechon Lesugya Beryo, but they're all their different Maris and different styles over here.
What would be a Beryo?
Chil is not Beryo. If you don't have the Kalam Miyakna and Shmoyelo and the idea of Chil of Yosai,
and you drop a Chil of Yosai,
exactly. Why not? Yeah, come on. My kid.
Gid is a long kid.
Fine. Every Chil of each one. Chil of Kloyes, Chil of Machasa, each one. Every organ. Maybe every organ will be there. Now, fine. So, but we have again three of the page, two off the page. There's one more cloud that's brought down in Simul Kuf Gimel Sif Aleph, which is the oral why the mice is not brought down over here, but it is signed by us by the Pesach Shulam Sif Kot and Gimel. The mobbing is down in Kuf Gimel Sif Aleph. He says, "Miru Dvamak Shuman Kibaryo, Eina Pegum Ma'atzmon, but the Pegum Ma'atzmon they're not lichon together of Baryo." That means a simple understanding of the Pirim Godim. Anything that has a bad taste. And now, not so the sugar barrier, since the pun of Meiris, since the Rosh or Hashulchan, something has a bad taste, Shadar Mo, not the sugar barrier. Which again, it comes out, the Chora bugs in your food. By now, we have, some have like 7 limud schosim, why bugs in the food had a clump of not a fever of the bottle, or to Bashishim. The point that the Chora is before Shadar Mo, Ramah says, something that Begumba Atzmon, it's not nichlas sugar burial. All these bugs are pegum ba'atzmon. That means number one, we have a sugar of 960, the Raj for the Rosh. Number two, we have the idea it's not chilas b'yosai, the crazy, because the shesharis al aritz. For all of for sure I'm not that way. But most of that pegum ba'atzmon. Give that to other reasons. We'll get to maybe a different time. They point out it's why in the world are people buying Baldek for? We have these things grown over here that they're special. We have a lot of money. Mice in the bottle, the dinner bottle. So, again, if this cloud's not brought down over here, but again, the Pesach Shuvah does bring it down, might still have to get to Simon Kuf Gimel. We'll see that there's a big mavuchel what the Ramah means, and if we agree to the Ramah. That means, again, the symbol of the Sangha Ramah is all bunk should not have a bayah, the sense to get very young. How would those either argue Ramah, it's first Lamosha, Yaduda, right? Or you can say, Dim Shat Ramah. It says the Pre-Chodesh, what it means when it says Kuma Atman, it says it going to the Pre-Chodesh, meaning that when it was born in the world, Besedin, it has been this came in the Srachas, came spoiled, changed from what it was in Tchilas Priyosai. Or the way that people go to Chavdas one say, a third idea, that the Sirchon came Ma'almo, something else caused it to be bad. So either we have a simple Pshat Ramo, which is a great question, why not even close to bugs, or if we other Pshat Ramo will get to, why either to Ari Ramo, or two Pshat Ramo, but might say our bugs, the back of the cloud, feel about the bottle. Once again, so we have a klum over here, clear four klum, we have three over here, and we have a klum of gumim, and we have to know what that means over here. Now, to get to the tnoim, once we have these bugs, these barriers over here, although it sounds like we have to keep them to be a barrier, we'll have two tnoim. One is the sugi of shalim. Mechaba earth being down has to be complete or whole. The makar they're coming from, again, the sugi of makas, not the zayin. Again, you have these ants over here that were grounded up. The Gemara is very clear, then you need the shear of Kezias. When it's whole, the shear is a Mashu. When they reseek, the shear is Kezias. That's negated to the sugar of Malkus, but then negated to the sugar of Teruvis. It goes hand in hand, one with another. Therefore, the question is, once it's not Shalom, what defines the definition of Shalom? That means, let's say you have a centipede missing one of its legs. So now it's not the negated of Shalom. So that's in the sugar of Nosan Daft and Aleph. The Gemara clears the question. What does it mean, the getter of mash by burial, missing a mashu? The Gemara says, boy, the lo yifshato. Therefore, once you boy the yifshato, Shachal, we have bring down from the Shainim, the Ran, the Rashba, the Ramban, the Ritva, they come along and say, the stomach of a drop on them, the mashu and Michael. Therefore, if you have a bug that's missing a drop, a little bit, not nechal the getter of shalom, we'll have back to Alocha, a bottle of shishim, and not bottle of afil ba'elah, the cloud will come over here. Now, there is a Beisaysev and Kuf Aleph, like Simon, that brings down some of the Nefrechas Sas Aide Bishel to the act of cooking, it falls a little bit apart, maybe still Nichol Negeda burial. Meister Beisaysev wants to be Machmer, the Dakimoshel is Machmer, the Ramallah means, the Yad Yehuda, the Archa Shulchan, Yubitachon Meister of Machmer. I'm not clear why cooking, Nefrechas Sas, is a little bit different and one it's not one leg fell off. The Maaseh, I see the Chochmah Zadon has this problem. Maaseh, he wants to be Meikel, and at least in the Hilchos Brachos, Mishabrua and Siman Reish Yod, he wants to say something that even if through cooking fell apart a little bit, it's also not nichel to get a burial. The Maaseh comes along and again, still get a burial. Number one, we have to have the sugya of Shalom, missing a little bit, not nichel the sugya of Shalom. Through cooking is a Shiloh. If so, the question is, when you're eating a baya of bugs, want to give a very simple etzo. Chew very well. And therefore, you're chewing and chewing and chewing. Oh, now, I can tell me, mavat l'san chilo. So in the case, you're not sure the bugs here. I don't know if you know the bugs, you won't be eating it. You're not sure. In case of a sovik. What?
You mean to eat, you don't mean to be mavat.
Oh, yes, it's an emes chavin. Case of a sovik. No, wait, no. Chewing well. No. Fine, fine. Again, other swords why. So you're taking mavat l'san chilo. So why can we have an etzo of just chew well? Where is Yeshim Acha? And then what happens to okay, there's Slavic. Then what's more to, what's the big deal? This chew well. So we have, besides the Levin's Chos, why bugs should not be a problem. Anytime you have strawberries, just chew well. Enjoy it. But why have to go wash them, peel it, and grind it? And what all those videos and the letters? It seems to be the Metzias to argue about. I can't figure out what happened over there. I got a bunch of emails back from the argument to Metzias. What the strawberries, how they work. I don't know how to answer what happened. With if you saw the letters and the emails and the why should share was 2 weeks ago now with that share the video he was Michael not Clark, but the Maiso, can you do that? Is a chaznish in your day? I mean, you dalit. You seem to give this aitzah. True, well, but Maiso, my friend Beikah want to disagree. There's already a Masses Maiso, a Pimgamsi go this way, a Chido and others. They get involved with looking at the Isser. Do you look at it when you put it into your mouth? Or you look at the Issa when you swallow it? When's the Issa? When you swallow? So chew well and swallow. Or the Issa when you put it into your mouth? When the rise that come from is Chatichi or this Chabed? Next to me. If you chew well, is it now before you swallow, is it Rodas Chabed? I don't think, right? Everyone agrees not. Alamai, you look when you put it inside your mouth. Eva Menachai. It's chew. No. Why? Because you look inside your mouth. So just like over there, the Gemara compares the same sugya Nav Kuf, the sugya of Beriot. You know what's happening? It's one line after another, the next sugya. So you look at what we're putting inside your mouth over here. Come on, Moshe Mazalman says Yeshul Chalek. There's a tshuva, and he wants a taino. By Eim Melechai, by the sugya of Chidol Eschabed, we look at Derech Achilo. Why? Because that's something that we eat. That's Derech Achilo. Bugs are moist, Lenichle is not Derech Achilo. So therefore, why is it issue if you should look at what you put inside your mouth? I have no interest in eating it. Not a sugya derech achilosa. Therefore, when's the issue? When you swallow it. They even want to tie it. Go after the swallowing, and not after the putting it inside your mouth. Like says, the vada chashu shem is stumbled upon that. They said, but let's say the thing is not a case of muhsik. Only thing that's mina motzi. Maybe a chami can't be stumbled upon it. Why? Because the ghetto is like the chaznish when you swallow, and chew well, and chami ulak. Now again, we have one time here that says the get over here Shalom. The second time, also again, the next simon, some Kufal Sevov, the Mechava brings down, it says something is being the Srasik. It's also, once it's in the Srasik, the Srasku is not Nichol Geda of Shalom. Not Nichol Geda of Beryon. Now, look what the Srasku means, look up with the Rajma, Pirmur explains, it could be a whole thing that's crushed. Take a bug and you smash it. You pick it up, it's a whole bug. Take a juke, you smash it, pick it up, the whole thing over here. It might be smashed, but whole. So they come along and say there's a second cloud to be nichol to get a burial. It has to be something that's not smashed. Now the Shach B'Os is of course involved. He seems to put it under the cloud of Shalom. Before they point out, there are two different things over here. The Shalom, something called the Srasku. Two different ideas, what's missing, one or the other, not nichol in the getter of burial over here. Next, if surveys. It's basically the sugya of Gidan Osher. We have the Mishnah of Osher, that Tzadik Vav brings down that by Gidan Osher, next in Tam, there's to be Osher. In fact, the Gemara that Tzadik Tesson Beis, we have a Rice that's Ain Gidan Nice and Tam. The Gemara Paskin is a Hulk, so Ain Gidan Nice and Tam. We do not pass like a Mishnah. Different Mechabes of Beis brings down three things by the case of Gidan Osher. Number one is Makiroi, you throw it out. Yeah, the second case is not Makiroi, then the whole entire thing is going to be Osher. A third case, if Nimuach, it's not Nikki, where's Nimuach, they need a case of Shishim. Now the obvious question is, why need Shishim? It's a Tam. You paskin, ain't me give him nice and Tam. Correct the Taz, one of the world need a case of Shishim. Maisin the Taz says, we need Shishim, it's not explained why. But Maisin, the case of a Sophic, case of some Shishim, case of Nishbach will be Mekel. That means all the Pesach Paskin, when you get Nosha, that's Nimuach, by the Gid, you need Shishim. That's the Torah, that's the Chaber, that's Taz, and the Pesach can go this way. Bach, the question of the Maisa, why do you Shishim for? There is no Tam over there. So you can ask another question. The Rashba, the place, the building about this, because I'm trying to answer, that we have a Mishnah that says that Gidim are nice and Tam. The one that like says Gidim ain't nice and Tam. Go taste it. Go see Kvela, but go even see it. Go and go find out. The answer, that means that it has a tam kolosh, a shvacha tam over here. It has a tam, a shvacha tam. The other question is that tam nichel gedav tam or not? Mishnah says, yeah. Rabbi says, no, we pass in megidim nois and tam. Well, Mishnah says, at the end of the day, it has a small amount of tam over here. The other said, what's that small amount of tam? What's the book inside? You need shishim. Like all things have tam over here. We have a cloud, whenever there's tam, we need shishim. Well, like it has some tam over here. One way of saying over, one need shishim. Another way, simple way, Chagur Shmuel wants to say Pshat Lavosh. Look, look. Well, third way, Moshe wants to answer. We have a Gidimuch inside, you can't tell what it is. That means maybe it looks like Basar. Once it looks like Basar, so we have an example over here. By all cases of Basar, we have a Gid of Shishim over here. Fine, so we have to answer the Kashan of Machaber. Why the Much is a Gid of Shishim? By Gid, but my stats are clear. Here we go. Different ways of answering why that's so.
And Kunish is under the Avdu Be'en. That really gives it up.
Yeah. The Sif Gimel, in the case you have a Gedera, that packed a food, and a bug inside, we get that same clove over here, that is Abdul Osakol. But the question is, what's Sif Gimel being moist over the base? The Bala Shulchan is his question, and he answers in a simple way that people are tiny when things get cooked. So maybe it gets cooked and loses the shame barrier, can maybe fall apart. And there's a shallow way, you lose the halachas in Peidalad. Maybe a bishul makes bugs fall apart, it's not shalom over. So Mechab is saying clearly that way, that Agam, it might be a sadder way, but it's not something called shokel, and don't take it into account, and did not lose a shame barrier. That means people want to know, oh, I have food over here, I cooked to the bug inside, maybe it fell apart. Mechab says, oh, sir, we're not going to come up upon this, something could be making about this to get barrier over here. You could tell me another reason why you have some kimmel, is what the Taz says in the next simon. And maybe the local of Shlebe Minoi will have a hetter burial. Says Taz, I know Shlebe Minoi does not have a hetter burial. He said the local will be in Sif Gimel. Oh, here's in the case of you have a bog and bear that fell inside Gerav Barak. So you see, even by Shlebe Minoi, you have the chumrah of the Sugya burial. The last thing over here is the case when you have three bugs that fell inside your soup. Now, there's a question again to Chazoko, or the three bugs you found inside your soup or inside your flour. Again, the sugya chazaka is chazaka 2 or 3. It's machlok yishim gamliel or rebbe chazaka 2 or 3. Meis in the back, lots of machmor. Beik the poskim say the get over here is 3. Now the question is, when to say the case is 2? Tan says, but the case the get to a nefoshes, you be mekel and say the get over here chazaka is 2. Otherwise, you always say chazaka is 3. Others give a different malach. They want to things that the get to the abon on the chazaka is 3. The get to the right say the get over here is 2. Now it will be a case of all other derises. So the get is 2 or 3 by Chazaka. Now, Sugyo, I want the question like asking in Smicho, what is Chazaka 2 or 3? Machlok is right over here. Now, first practically, when you have a bug that falls inside your food and you can't find it, full top of your meat, your flour, can't find it. So first, the loch is that if you can wash it off and check and not find it, or sift and not find it, it might sense water. The sense you can't find it means when you cannot sift it. Take flour, you sift everything, and you can't find it anymore. Well, it's not where you sift it out, because it can't fit through the holes over here. Take a piece of meat, and you look upon it, you don't see it, it might say it's mutter. We have to meet bugs over here, and saying everything is osir, not saying everything is osir, meaning now you can eat it. Meaning everything is osir, and a chir bediko. The local way is saying you have to make it bediko. If you do a bediko, you don't find anything, it might say it's mutter. That means you can wash it off and make sure it's not there, or you can sift to make sure it's not there. I mean, you find 3 ants inside your flour, it's not aser, your flour. It means you have a chiyuv bedikah on your flour now. No, we have chaluk, it's there. We have eres, we have ants in your box. Now, what? But in either case, either one bump that you lost, or you found three of them and took out the three, two different cases here. Either one bump that you lost, or you found three, took out three, the only thing you have is a chiyuv b'diko. Now, if you can't be bedik because it all got mushed in together, now you can't even over here. Now, first of all, instead of your bugs, not a sugyo, but in Simon Peidal, it gets involved in different types of bugs that can come into your food. Essentially, this Shabbos, as by Simcha, as a Beitar, and on the liver, there were two bugs here. Not three, there were two. Fine. So the bugs are there, so I started discussing the guy next to me. The two bugs there, there were two flies. They point out there are different types of bugs. The bugs that also my alma, the bugs that Maisa grow there. The place can say the case of three bugs that answer everything is a case where in flour, where they lay eggs, and once you find three, you know there's a mox of the bugs there. Also my alma, the Taz says, among the bumps, the place can bring down, if three of them there, there's nothing more there. One, they don't come in groups and as a whole chev over here. One fell in, two fell in, three fell in. They have nothing to do with each other. That means when you have bugs inside that are developed there and grown there, and eggs there, if you found three of them, still more there. And if you sift them, you'll see there are more there. Flies, if you find three, there's no raya that more of them came. Now there's a shell among the swarm. What are ants? Like in ants, you ever realize they're common groups. But there's something also in alma. So how do you look at ants? Are they also in alma in the category that no, you found three is no, don't see them more? Or no, they come three, they're common groups over there. It's not also in alma. You search about the Musafar Mataino, and see, it's the common groups over here. They have the chumrah of just like three, what says over in the Shulchan Aruch. I'll be swash, but I can argue stark. Once it's a three over here, it means something that you assume there's more. I mean, even though Osim Alma, but once you know ants come from the more here, before you find ants inside your cereal or inside your food over here, check. Pashas are more over there. Check. If you check, there's nothing there. Echnami, lot of gilid, if you serve to somebody else, you can shell over here if it's a bit of chaveroi. Unless you can shell the last certain things that you don't want to eat. It's actually very funny this past Shabbos also. Someone from the children took out a piece of here from the children and then put the meat back inside. And like, why do you take it? Like, I'm not eating it. And put it back inside. So say, how can you put it back inside? It's by the simcha here. So it's a great question. How can you do that? And like, if the other person does not know about it, is there any problem? So it's interesting to share here. So that's also, one guy held the meat, the hair was hanging out. So the other guy pulled it out. My one son, my other son. They put it back and passed it down. So it's so I was wondering, is something wrong with chaveroi? I don't know, somebody like, would you eat it? Somebody might eat it. I don't know about it. Maybe you can eat it. It's a shayla. I look upon it. I'm not clear. No, so actually, it's a question also again. It was hanging straight down.
I see. It was in a terumah.
It was. But that's why the kitchen they have the nets around there, right? Everyone knows that. That reason over here.
But,
so what type of bug are we discussing? So is you go over the mashkiach, he's not here right now, and usually up in Teva Shabbat, there are more ants there. Up in Sfor Shabbat, would you want, I think so. Yeah, I think, first of two reasons. One is up in Yalocha, a second, I think people would want to know. I think people would want to know. Fine, Ben Hashem, next up, we're going to have a simple kuvala for Tzlocha.